This is the Custom Private Equity Podcast, and my name is Paul Anthony Thomas. I'm the owner of Custom Private Equity, and we do private equity programs and platforms in North America.
And I'm Ron Davis. I'm an experienced podcaster, and I'm the guy who gets to ask all the newbie questions about private equity here on the podcast. And today, we're going to talk about oil and energy prices. Oil has been depressed for a little while now, and it has been getting hammered over the last few weeks. And I know you have a lot of experience in this field, Paul. What does that make you think when you see that?
When the price of oil goes down, dramatic opportunities to create wealth and generate wealth are created. We have the people that drill for oil and gas. They have rigs and they have large $10 million, $20 million pieces of equipment that get stacked in the yard. And when the resources run out to keep supporting those and keep paying the debt on them, then they have to turn around and sell them. So we can buy those for scrap prices. The guy who provides the tubulars, we can buy his resources out. So over the next 18 months, we'll see prices. And this is a ripple effect that it only takes one downturn in the oil price, even if it goes down to $30 a barrel and stays there for 2 weeks and comes back up. That puts enough people out of business where the opportunities are just abound. We can buy the oil and gas production. We can buy the equipment. We can buy the steel. We can buy leases. We can buy just the entire gambit of everything the oil business touches. You'll see opportunities to buy that at tremendous discounts.
Right. What are some examples of actual things you've seen deal-wise happen in this oil area in the last, year maybe?
So in the last year, we've seen Apache come to the marketplace with 1,200 barrels a day of oil production, actual producing wells. That sold for $45 million. And we bid it for about a three-year payout, which is a 30% return on our money, 33% return on our money. Somebody else bought it for about a 28 to 30% return on their money. And that's just a result of the 2016 crash of prices where oil went from $70 a barrel to $50 a barrel. It's taken that long for that to ripple through where the majors are having to sell assets now. But a lot of large majors and a lot of small majors, we had 56 bankruptcies last year in the oil and gas business. Those bankruptcies create fantastic opportunities for us. Anybody that has cash that knows what they're looking at and knows what to buy and how to buy it and how to manage it, they can make 30, 40, 50% on their money.
And that's over the long term, right? Because like those guys who just bought that Apache deal, they were buying it assuming a $50 a barrel price, and now it's at 30. But the idea is that if you'd invest in it, you're going to hold that longer, and you see the prices coming back up.
That's right. It's a buy low, sell high marketplace whenever prices go down. So doing the dollar cost averaging, putting money in when prices are low, and when prices come back to $50, $60, you're gonna make money. Okay. And you're going to make money for 20 years if you want to.
You have a publication that's available for free on the CustomPrivateEquity.com website, and it's called When Energy Prices Fall Again. This is nothing new to you, is it?
That's right. That's right. We saw it happen in 86. We saw it happen in 93. We saw it happen in December of 98. We saw it happen in January of 2016 when prices fell from $70 to $50, and that's where they've been hovering for the last 3-4 years now. People have gotten used to that. A lot of people have gone bankrupt. We have 56 bankruptcies in the oil and gas business in North America last year. It's a great time to be buying oil assets because you only buy the things that are profitable at the current price. You don't buy stuff that's losing money at $35 a barrel. You buy stuff that when it's making money at $35 a barrel, it's going to make a lot of money at $50 a barrel.
Right. Right. So if you would like that publication, you can go to the CustomPrivateEquity.com website. There's also a bunch of other articles. You can find out a lot about Paul in the Custom Private Equity organization. There's lots of resources there for you to find out. And you can find out how to contact Paul. Is that true, Rob?
That's right. That's right. I encourage people to call me and talk about their current situation. If they have some capital they need to put to work in the private world, we'll be glad to help them with that, try to keep their assets private where people don't know what they are. And I know that's a big deal for a lot of people. We'd love to help you and have a conversation about your current situation.
All right. And that is it for this episode of the Custom Private Equity Podcast. But if you haven't already, you need to subscribe to our podcast because we're going to come out with new content in this field of private equity and specifically about the kind of custom private equity that Paul and his organization do.
Thank you, Ron.